Beep, 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 beep. Your alarm clock has just gone off. Time to get up. Time to get going. It's dark, it's early, but it's time to get ready for work or school or shopping or travel or get ready to go to church. You crawl and stumble out of bed. You go across the room and flip on the light. You're blinded temporarily. But you thank God because it's a new day. Brethren, though we may not think about it very much, God has already been helping us to get our day off to a good start. How? By helping us while we're sleeping. At night, while we sleep, our body and mind, brain, start to go to work, repairing cells and rebuilding tissue. Growth hormones and melatonin are released in order to strengthen our immune system and to reset our body clock. Our brain consolidates memories and clears out waste so we can wake up sharper and in better health. During the deep sleep phase of the night, our breathing and our heart rate slows down and our temperature drops, allowing our bodies to restore our energy levels. We are totally unaware of this quiet nightly routine and work, yet it's nothing short of miraculous, a daily gift that God gives us to renew our strength, to restore us, and help us to be healthy and preserve our lives. You can read more about the amazing restorative process of sleep in articles such as The Biology of Rest and Recovery, Science News Today, April 5th, 2025, and How Sleep Boosts Your Energy by Harvard Health Publishing, January 29, 2025. Although those sources, unfortunately, do not give God credit, the credit he deserves, we know that he is the one that deserves all the credit for our blessings, including the blessing of sleep and the blessing for our amazing bodies. Psalm 139, let's go there. Psalm chapter 139 and verse 14. That's Psalm 139 and verse 14 tells us, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And that my soul knows very well. Our physical bodies are just one of the many reasons we should be thankful to God. The title of my message today is Reasons to Be Thankful. With Thanksgiving coming up, I thought it'd be a good time for us to review some of the many reasons to be thankful to God. And hopefully, it will encourage all of us to think about other reasons to be praise and thank our great God, not just at this time of the year, but year round. Now, what if instead of feeling well when we wake up, we are sick, injured, discouraged, or worried? Even then, we can be grateful. First, we can be grateful that we're not worse off than we are. But we also should be grateful for every extra minute of life that God gives us. One more minute to pray to God. One more minute to repent of sins and be forgiven. One more minute to think of happier times to come. One more minute to help and encourage others through kind words and as we trust in Him. One more minute to thank God for all the blessings that we've been given. As we continue our day, we may notice a few things. May we notice and hear the sweet sounds of the birds singing or chirping in the trees. Maybe there's a beautiful sunrise or sunset that we've witnessed. Maybe it's a gorgeous day, bright like today, bright sunny sky, fluffy white clouds against the azure blue sky. We should be in awe as we witness these things and think about God's amazing creation and praise Him for it. Maybe we see a supermoon. Those happen about 5 or 8 times during the year. Or consider how God can take a noisy thunderstorm and convert it into a quiet, silent snowstorm just by turning the outdoor thermostat down a few degrees. What an awesome God we have. In his wisdom and power, he placed the earth just at the right place in the universe. 91.5 million miles from the sun. If it was a little bit farther away, it'd be all frozen, a frozen wasteland. If it was a little bit closer to the sun, it'd be burnt to the crisp, and we'd be goners. We can see the wonders of God in the heavens. But we could also see God's hand in the little things in life too. Just look at a flower and see how beautiful and the great expert craftsmanship of God. In the latest edition of the Beyond Today magazine, there's an excellent article by Mario Segli entitled "The Astonishing Sunflower Defies Darwinian Evolution." In his article, Mr. Segli points out the amazing attributes of the sunflower plant. The seeds are arranged in beautiful spirals, and are in accordance with a Fibonacci mathematical sequence, which allows for the maximum number of seeds to be on the sunflower seed head. Evolution can explain it. And even more amazing is the sunflower plant can move. It's got a built-in and hydraulic system and light sensors, and it actually can track the sun as it moves through the sky. Amazing. Everywhere in nature, we see order and design in God's handiwork, which are additional reasons for praising and thanking God. Another very encouraging article found in the November-December edition of the Beyond Today magazine is an article entitled "A Time for Gratitude" by Don Hoosier, pages 20 to 22. Mr. Hoosier goes through a number of reasons why we should be thankful to God. You might want to check it out if you haven't had a chance to read that article yet. And the Bible, in particular, in the Psalms, are just loaded with all kinds of reasons why we should be thankful to God. Here's a brief list of a few of the many things we should be thankful for to God mentioned in the Bible. We should be thankful that God is our creator, provider, and protector. We should be thankful for life and breath and food and clothing and shelter that he provides, for healing us and protecting us, and for providing for our necessities, including quite a few wants, too. We should be thankful for our friends and our family, and thankful for the freedoms we enjoy. We should be thankful that God is who he says he is. He is faithful and a good God, full of loving kindness and compassion. One who enjoys sharing his blessings with his children, including his spirit. And he remembers us in our lowly estate. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds and gathers together the outcasts of Israel. Just the thought of God should put us in a thankful frame of mind. We should be thankful for God's plan of salvation, for his calling us, for his forgiveness and mercy. And thankful for the bright future that awaits us in God's kingdom. Romans chapter 5 and verses 8 through 9. Let's go there. Romans 5 and verses 8 through 9. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We also should be thankful for God's word, the Bible, God's instruction book, and for God helping us to understand his word. We should be grateful for being able to come into God's presence at church and to worship him and have access to God the Father through prayer because of Jesus and in the name of Jesus. And be thankful for the opportunities to serve others and to share God's truth. We should be thankful that God gives us courage and confidence guidance, direction, and support, and is working all things out for our ultimate good, and helping us to overcome sin, giving us the victory through Jesus Christ. And we should be thankful for God's faithful people, our brothers and sisters in Christ, which includes all of you, and thankful for answered prayer. To give a quick example of that, a number of years ago at Jekyll Island at the feast, we went to Brunswick to do some shopping at the local Walmart. Nelson and I were both pretty tired, but we did some shopping. Heidi was just a little baby. Elsa took Heidi to the bathroom and was helping her with her needs. But Elsa accidentally forgot her purse and left it in the bathroom. Elsa ran back to the bathroom and found the purse in the trash can and found her wallet missing. Well, that was quite a trial for us, because it set in motion a lot of different things. We had to cancel credit cards, put checks on hold, think about replacement IDs, and report the robbery to the police. We told some of the brethren at the feast about our predicament, and they said, "We'll pray for you." And we, of course, were praying as well. About midway through the feast, I got a phone call. My employer called me and said someone had contacted them and told them to contact me, that they had found Elsa's wallet. The manager of the Arby's right across from where the Walmart was found the wallet when he was taking out the trash. The wallet was on top of the trash inside a trash can. Well, we were overjoyed that we were able to get the wallet back, and everything was there that was, except the cash was gone, but everything else I believe was there. And so we were very thankful to the brethren who are praying for us, thankful for the nice manager. We gave him a gift and sent a letter of accommodation for him. And especially we were grateful to God. Another thing we should be thankful for to God is helping us to learn to be thankful, despite and sometimes because of tests and trials that we go through. I recently read an example of someone who learned to be grateful despite going through a trial. Matthew Henry, who wrote the Matthew Henry Bible Commentary, after being robbed, he wrote this in his diary. That was very interesting and inspiring. He wrote, "Let me be thankful. First, because I was never robbed before. Second, because although they took my wallet, they did not take my life. Third, because although they took my all, it wasn't very much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed." Wow, that was a wonderful attitude. Another fine example of someone being thankful despite dire circumstances was Corey, Corey Ten Boom, who endured many trials during World War II. In her book, The Hiding Place, Corey relates an incident that taught her to be thankful. She and her sister Betsy had just been transferred to another German concentration camp, one of the worst they had seen so far. It was called Ravensbrück. On entering the barracks, they found them extremely overcrowded and infested with fleas. That morning, their scripture reading in 1 Thessalonians had reminded them to rejoice always, to pray constantly, and to give thanks in all circumstances. Betsy told Corey to stop and thank the Lord for every detail of their new living quarters. Corey at first flatly refused to thank God for the fleas, but Betsy persisted, and Corey finally succumbed to her pleading. During the months spent at the camp, they were surprised to find how openly they can do Bible studies and have prayer meetings without guard interference. It was not until several months later that they learned the reason why the guards avoided coming into the barracks. It was because of the fleas. Brethren, all the reasons mentioned today just scratch the surface, barely scratch the surface of all of the multitude of reasons we should be thankful to God. Thankfulness should be a normal part of our normal life. It should be the normal state of mind. I'd like to close today by reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you.